Before we start today's show, you guys should know we do an exclusive episode just for subscribers of the Gas Digital Network. That's right, our Friday episode is exclusively for subscribers, so not only do you get over 1,000 episodes that are ad-free, uncensored, and not available anywhere else in the world, but you also get a bonus episode of the Real Ass Podcast every single week.
If you want to try out the network, use the promo code RAP, R-A-P, today. Get a 7-day free trial. If you like it, keep it and get access to the archives, uncensored episodes, ad-free, and again, that bonus episode once a week.
Plus extra member benefits like access to the Racist Live Chat and discounts on tickets to live events. The brand new Gas Digital Network. So go to gasdigital.com or download the apps for both Apple and Android.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're Rhino Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
And if you want.
I love it. Let's talk about it. I love it. Welcome to the show. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. What's up, motherfuckers? Shit. It's a Monday. We're very late. Very late for the live people. I apologize for all the guests and subscribers out there. I'm not late anymore. Colin, I know you think I'm lying about that. I'm actually not late anymore. We're usually on time. But it has been twice in the past couple weeks that I've been late.
I showed up 15 minutes late, and we walked in at the same time.
Yeah.
And I did that on purpose. I scheduled that.
Yeah, you loved it.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to the show. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. I have the Puerto Rican rattlesnake, the king of things, the ultimate minority, the common denominator on all podcasts that are great and all relationships that are bad. I'm not doing good. As always, with me, the international superstar, Zach D'Amico. What's going on? Do we have a bunch of new sound effects?
Are we on the right page? Are you on the rap page?
It says rap, but there's a bunch of new sound effects that are not ours at all.
It says rap.
This is not us.
But that's, I don't think that's...
None of these are ours. I mean, there's some of them. These are ours. Mm-hmm. But then there's like, they're all mixed up. What is this?
You can't even hear them. They're not even on.
Oh, they're just marked wrong.
No, I think you got to hit them all so that they're the right name.
Dude, look.
Look at this little guy. Look at his little, this genie just came out of a fucking...
Oh, now it's, but it was a glitch.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was a slight glitch. Wow.
God damn it, Jorge.
Jorge.
Did you knock me out of focus?
What lamp did you rub for him to fucking come out of?
Welcome to the show. Two incredible guests. As always, ladies and gentlemen, you love him from the Colm Turrell podcast. Colm Turrell back on the show.
Yo, what's up? What's up?
What's up, doggy?
Check out my podcast.
Check out his podcast. You should have just joined Gas Digital years ago. Do you kind of regret it now? Because you could have built up the same following.
Not really.
And then fucking without all the overhead.
No, I don't. No, I don't regret
it. It's crazy.
No.
You and Lev are constantly trolling the fans saying you're starting podcasts with me. What's happening with you people?
I do want to start a podcast with someone.
I'm not doing it with Lev. You and Lev would have been a great show. If nothing else has existed, that could have been a great show.
No, we need someone with like talent. We're good for like little quips and shit.
We need one talented
guy. You need someone like one. Figs, but not as annoying as Figs. Yeah, Figs it's perfect.
Is, yeah.
Perfect. Figs is talent without his personality. Perfect.
That's pretty good.
But we don't have the talent.
And also, ladies and gentlemen, from the Kump podcast, Ray Kump back on the show.
Good to be back. Thank you.
First time in a long time.
It's been finally out of jail.
You were banned from the Gas Digital universe.
Yeah, sorry.
For a while.
What did I do? I bit someone?
I don't know.
Why can't I hear myself?
You can't hear yourself?
I can't hear myself. Can you turn
it up? There you go.
No, this is no good. I'll be fine.
Is that good now?
There we go. Oh, I had to jiggle it. All right.
Jiggle it?
I'm all good.
Is there something wrong with your eye right now?
Probably. What does it look like? What's it look like? Do I have a sty?
He said probably.
I was rolling around in trash and shit before.
That eye that you just rubbed at the center, doesn't look almost like it has stitches. Look in the center of his eye.
He's in his left
eye.
Take
your glasses off, you dickhead.
Left eye looks
what is wrong with you? What's wrong with your eyes? Why do you have glasses on right now?
Is that, is that really where you're focusing on the eyes?
Yes.
Look, I'm not like, taking these off. This is my new look.
Oh, you got a new look?
I have beautiful eyes.
You do have nice eyes.
It's my new thing. I wear these everywhere. Trying to give people something to latch onto. You know?
We were talking about how you feel like Shannon destroyed your career.
Shannon did hold my career back, but again, you know what I mean? It's just another obstacle to overcome.
How did Shannon hold your career back?
Well, first of all, I only do the podcast when you're here. No offense, Zach, but that's the show.
Yeah,
and then I showed up here. We were supposed to do the podcast one time, and then you canceled. So then I was like, I'll do next week. I think I was plugging the fucking something. Then I showed up, and you weren't here.
Yeah,
I can't remember who was here, but it was a bunch of...
It was me and Kim, and you brought...
No, this is a different time. This is a long time before that. And then everyone got into making fun of Kill Tony. And obviously, I can't help myself. I joined in.
You joined in, you made fun of Tony Hinchcliffe.
I might have joined... I made fun of the entire scene. Tony may have been part of that.
Okay.
We're just having fun. Just breaking balls.
You're just busting
classic
balls.
New York ball busting.
And then what happened?
The fans at home ran with it.
But why are you blaming Shannon, though?
Because it wouldn't have happened had you been here. It was a bunch of us who...
Oh,
we have nothing to lose, so... you left me with the losers who have nothing to lose, so it made sense to criticize the biggest podcast in the world. And then it's since come back to haunt me a few times.
So now Tony doesn't like you.
The Austin scene is against me.
The whole Austin scene.
The well has been spoiled.
No, stop it. No, you do the mothership when you go down there?
I do the mothership when I go down there, yeah.
The mutter.
But Tony's brought it up a few times.
He's like, brought it up, he brings it up to you.
Every time I see him, he's like, ha, found that clip very funny. And I go, I'm sorry. I didn't know it was going to be a thing.
Well, Tom Terrell, the man who will never do Kill Tony.
He spins around in his chair.
He's going to handle this cat.
If it isn't Colm Tyrell from the Gas Digital Network.
He's petting whatever black comic. He's got his black comic of the month.
No, Tony.
I think I hit a nerve. You know what I mean?
He's a ball buster.
No, because he brought up multiple times.
Really?
He goes, "Oh, it isn't you again."
Have you ever been on Kill Tony?
No, he will never let me on. He said,
"No, I don't believe this.
Over my dead body, you will have to kill Tony before you get on my show." That's what he said.
Don't even say Colm Terrell on Kill Tony.
I don't know. Someone told me he made fun of me during one of the live shows too. Actually,
and really,
they edited it out. So obviously,
really,
obviously,
no.
Look, yeah. During the show that you were on with the fucking wrestler,
really,
Tony said something about me, and then they edited it out of the eventual.
No, I swear.
Stop.
You are a crazy person.
No, I honestly don't remember that.
The walls are closing in on Colm Terrell.
I got it.
He thinks the fucking no, dude. That did not happen.
No, yeah. Apparently, him and Rogan are always making fun of me on the. Rumor has it he's in Rogan's ear, dude. He's in jail.
They're fucking in the flotation tank, just talking shit about Colm Terrell.
In an ice bath. He's so hacky. Anyway, yeah. So that might have damaged.
I'm gonna fix it. I'm gonna fix it. At Skankfest.
No, I like Tony.
Year.
Yeah,
at Skankfest. I'm gonna make you.
He's
Tony
not
friends.
Coming. Tony's not coming. Tony's
you don't
not
think Tony's coming to Skankfest?
I don't think so. They're past that.
Oh, that's right. We haven't announced anybody.
They've
yet,
outgrown
so.
It. They're at the Garden.
We haven't announced anybody yet. I will say Skankfest tickets are on sale this Saturday, 4/20, April 20th. I think it's 12 noon. It might be 2 p.m. Keep on checking the website. Go to skankfest.com or go to yokratom.com/skankfest. We're announcing the lineup. I think the trailer's coming out tonight or tomorrow.
You should get Mark David Chapman.
That's the
guy who shot Reagan. Okay. He has a band now.
Okay, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
Wait, are you thinking of... John Hinckley?
I am.
Mark David Chapman's dead.
It'd be great if you got Mark David Chapman.
Who's Mark David Chapman?
No, I think he's alive. He's just in prison.
He's in prison. Mark David Chapman shot Lennon.
Right, okay.
You're thinking of John Hinckley.
Get Hinckley then.
He's got a band.
Fagan and I have been trying to book him.
All right,
and we tried to see him like twice, and they keep canceling his concerts.
Oh, fuck that.
Yeah, the only thing I will announce for Skankfest is that I've officially started to work on Coke Magic Live.
Oh, yes.
So we're going to do... Zach, I didn't text you about this, but I texted some other people that are involved, and we got a lot of people. Once again, not making any other announcements just yet, But I will say Cook Magic Live stage show at Skankfest.
Great.
With comedian commentators while I'm doing my stage magic show.
You're going to saw someone in half and shit?
Yeah, it's going to be wild.
Nice.
It's going to be fucking wild. So I'm very excited about that. In fact, speaking of I'm plugging right now, let's do our plugs. Let's get them done. Let's get them out of the way. We have a lot to talk about on today's show. It's a great show. Ray Kump, Colin Turrell in studio. Very excited about this. It's a great Monday. These are my last shows before I go to Jamaica. I'm leaving for Jamaica on Friday. My 12th or 13th time going to Jamaica. I'm very, very excited about this. So this is it.
Who
are
you going with?
The fam. Bring the fam.
Bring the fam.
Colin, what are you plugging on?
What am I plugging on? Obviously, check out my podcast, the Colin Turrell Podcast. I am all over the country. I'm busy for the rest of the year. My first time headlining this year. Please come out. A lot of the shows are empty. Chattanooga, sorry about that weekend that just went by. I'm in Austin Moon Tower this weekend. Then I'm in Hartford, Connecticut, Sunnyvale, California, Greenville, South Carolina, Seattle, Portland, Long Island, Tampa, and a bunch more shit on my website. Oh, and Galway Comedy Festival. I'm returning to Ireland this summer, or this fall. Galway Comedy Festival. So all that shit, check it out. ColinTurrell.com.
Very cool. Right?
Yeah, just check out the Kump Podcast. It's on YouTube and wherever you get podcasts. You can follow me at Ray Kump on all social media. Thank you.
Love it. Zach Kimiko.
I got a 420 show in Connecticut. Go on my Instagram at Zach is not funny for all the details.
Live dates coming up. Go to lewisofskanks.com to see me on the road. I'm very excited about all of the new material that I've been doing and the new special. I think I'm going to record a new special in January in England. I think I'm going to do it in England. And it's just really coming together. I got a lot of time, and it's all been great. All the audiences that have come out have been fucking amazing. So thank you very much for coming out and checking out the Mediocre Tour. We keep on adding dates every single week. But right now on the website, we got American Comedy Company, April 25th through 27th. That's San Diego, California. Then I'm in Denver, Colorado, May 3rd and 4th. Grand Rapids, Michigan, May 17th. Glendale, Wisconsin, May 18th. These were just added. Las Vegas, Nevada, May 24th and 25th. Point Pleasant, New Jersey, June 21st, 22nd. Our good friend Uncle Vinny's. And then Fort Worth, Texas and Dallas, Texas, July 12th and 13th. New Orleans, Louisiana, July 26th, Lafayette, Louisiana, July 27th. Then the Regs live. This is going to be amazing. The Regs at Cape Cod Melody Tent. It's a massive in-the-round fucking tent. This show's going to be incredible. It's me, Dan Soder, Joe Liz, Robert Kelly, special guest host Rich Voss, all doing stand-up comedy. It's going to be an incredible evening. If you guys are in the New England area, you got to come out to that. Come down to Cape Cod. I'm going to be there for the whole weekend celebrating my girlfriend's birthday, which is awesome. Nice. And then... I got Tacoma, Spokane, Appleton, Wisconsin, Janesville, Wisconsin, and many more all coming up leading into Skankfest. Skankfest happening September 27th through 29th in Las Vegas, Nevada. Shout out to York Radom for making it possible. And if you guys love this show, subscribe. Make sure you guys subscribe to the Gas Digital Network. We do an extra bonus episode every Friday. You can get a bonus episode just for subscribers. Plus, we have over 1,000 episodes that are not available anywhere else. All ad-free, uncensored, and in one place, the new GasDigital.com. Shannon, what do we have against today? What do we got going on?
So I noticed that there were some pretty terrible things that have happened on this day in history.
What's today's date?
It's the 26th. 15th.
The 15th. April 15th. Tax day. Oh!
Nice.
Oh! Well, you put me in a bad mood, dude.
Do you do yearly? Or do you do quarterly? Okay.
Sometimes I do every other yearly.
I know. Mr. Extension himself.
I got one this year.
Extension? Yeah. That's all I've done.
It's just the amount of money. Then you don't even realize, like, oh, I'll do an extension. That's cool, right?
Yeah.
Have you ever looked into how much more money you pay?
Do you pay a lot more?
Extension? It's fucking crazy.
Do you really?
Yo, the fucking, yes, the interest and fees for an extension are bonkers.
Oh. Didn't know. I thought it was like
great.
Free.
It's more money I don't have then.
Yeah, it's just
it's fine.
You thought it was just gonna be like they're like I was gonna give you more time.
No. But if you die, you're up.
That's what I'm betting on.
Yeah,
if you die,
I took the under.
If you died, your family doesn't have to worry about any of your taxes.
I don't fucking know. How would I know that?
If you kill yourself,
I mean, if you're trying to leave money to them, they might. Like your estate will.
Will still owe.
So just bury taxes. In a fucking coffee can in your backyard.
Yeah, you need gold, guys. Yeah. You need gold.
No, Bitcoin.
I was on Bitcoin for a hot minute, dude. Gold.
Wow. Did it tank? Gold. Did it tank?
Sorry, if you listen to me, if you listen to Crypto West, my friend, my buddy who.
Is he a fentanyl dealer?
His name's just always been Crypto.
Dude, he trades like millions of dollars worth of crypto. And like he called me a few months ago. I was like, look, when you're making like big plays, just tell me. I was like, I don't know what I'm doing.
Oh no.
Please just give me advice.
Oh, classic.
And he's like, dude, I got you, bro. He's like, look. And he's like, he sold off all of his businesses. And yeah. he just sells, this is what he does all day long. He trades crypto.
And what was his business? A fucking
before
pizza
that,
delivery.
No. He ran a few businesses like web marketing and shit like that.
Child trafficking.
And then he told me to buy Solana. He's like, buy Solana and Bitcoin. He's like, Solana's where it's at. And then Solana got up to like $208. We bought it at like $90. Right? It got up to like $208. And then my girlfriend was like, she was like, we need to just sell this right now. This is like
oh, you fucking bitch.
Yeah, yeah. My girl.
They always chime in, dude.
I know, she did. She was like, just sell it. And I was like, no, not yet. I was like, Crypto West told me it's going to get to like $500, maybe $1,000. I was like, this is it, babe. We got to hold on to it, right? And sure enough, it fucking crashed. It went down to like $120 this past week.
Your chick was right.
My chick was right. She sold at like $190, so she got out at the right time. And then I haven't spoken to Crypto West in a minute. And I was like, what's going on with Crypto West? And I called him.
Numbers disconnected.
This person does not exist.
I called him on Saturday and I was like, dude, I was like, Solana, huh? He's like, bro, he's like, you should not listen to anything I say, dude. He's like, honestly, dude, he's like, I'm trying to sell everything I got right now. I can't sell it fast enough. He's like, I'm at my kid's birthday party right now. He's like, I can't even enjoy it. He's like, I'm losing so much money right now. It was like, it sounded like the world was ending.
Your broker is Ray Liotta, the other good fellow.
It was like helicopters.
Did he call you for comedy advice?
Doggy, it was night and day difference.
You got problems.
What he had fucking told me, dude. It was crazy. He was like, dude, he was like, Iran. He's like, they're sending nukes towards Israel right now. I was like, whoa, World 3's about to happen. He's like, I'm trying to unload all my shit coins. Nobody's buying them.
This guy was in a pool just chilling with a fucking margarita.
His wife left him.
Why?
She took half of his nothing coin.
Mrs. West?
Mrs. Crypto West? Ah, fuck me.
Fuck it.
Now I'm waiting for Solana because is that Solana? What's the Solana, Shannon? What's Solana at right now? Once it hits $165, I'm selling it hard, baby. It's going back to Bitcoin. Ah, it's got to get back up there. I'm burning everything, boys.
You just got to get an IRA account and sit back, dude. Just put your money in.
Oh, you can't see it. It's at
140.66. Fuck.
Invest in prisons.
It's dropping.
Fuck, it's dropping. Shut up, Shannon. Fuck up, Shannon.
Prisons is good. There's always money in prisons.
I will say my girlfriend knew. She knew. But she's such a woman. I'm like, what? She didn't know anything. She was like, I don't like it anymore.
She had a feeling.
Sell.
She had a feeling in her ovaries.
Intuition.
Yeah, dude. Women's intuition is sort of crazy.
No. It's never right. It's
except
never
when, they, except no. when they think you're
no,
cheating.
No. It's never correct. I've never encountered a woman who's an intuition. It's never been eerily accurate. I had a dream last night that you were...
No, it's not right in that account. Never. When it comes to finances, they're into it.
Maybe their witching powers come out.
Yeah. All right, gentlemen, let's take a quick moment and thank YoKratom.com for supporting today's show. YoKratom is the marquee sponsor for all things here at Gas Digital and the marquee sponsor for Skankfest happening September 27th through 29th in Las Vegas, Nevada. So support YoKratom. If you guys are already in the market for Kratom and you guys are in the market and over 21 years old, you got to get it directly from YoKratom.
They have the best strains, the best customer service, and they're just, it's the best deal in the world to create them. $60 for a whole kilo delivered right to your gosh darn door.
Just go to YoKratom.com. There's no promo code needed because it's already the best price on the internet. YoKratom.com. All right, where were we? Fuck me.
That's funny.
It's fine. The government's taking everything out of my bank account today anyway. It's all good.
She's fleecing you?
I have nothing.
She has power of attorney?
No, the government is saying.
Oh, right.
The
government
is like your girlfriend.
I'm going to give my girlfriend power of attorney.
You should.
Man, I should have asked you for my money last week, huh?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Don't ask me for the Philly money on tax day.
I wasn't asking you today.
You gotta wait till after the Jamaican vacation.
I am aware.
Jesus Christ.
I'm aware.
Are you out of your mind?
I'm in the weeds, Zach.
Tax day.
Zach, I've got a family vacation.
Tax day, then.
Zach, you gotta pay for my family.
Zach, I've no money. That's my biannual trip to Vegas.
I don't know how to deal with this, dude. Okay, I'm so stressed. I gotta spend all my money going to Jamaica this week.
I gotta get the most expensive.
No, I'll give it to you. I'll give it to you today.
Whatever,
it's fine.
I understand.
I actually, you know, it's funny. They just sent me the numbers from Philly, which weren't great. So I'll hook you up. I will hook you up. You're the fucking man, Zachy. Love Zach. did you see the? I don't even want to watch it, but did you see the Welcome to Derry trailer? It's not a very good trailer.
No, I saw the Maxine trailer though.
The Maxine trailer came out.
Oh boy, am I fucking pumped!
Yeah, Maxine looks pretty fucking dope.
Oh man, am I fucking psyched on that?
Yeah, that
interracial porn. What is this?
Yeah,
it's the third in Pearl X. Pearl was the prequel. X was the 70s one, and this is the 80s one. It's okay. Ty West with Mia Goth.
Ty West, any relation to crypto?
It's horror? Is it, is it?
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. They're really good. Nice. They're really fun. Okay.
She sells ties. All day, every day. She sold like three businesses.
I'm getting out of the bow tie business. I'm fucked.
Ah, shit,
well,
dude.
I never heard of any of this shit.
They were pretty good horror movies. You know what I also read they're making a Monopoly movie.
Finally.
Like a fucking street version, like, or just like a children's.
I'm assuming it's going to be. Did I look this up, Shannon? See what it is. I believe that it's Margot Robbie, and I'm assuming it's going to be a movie about like fucking buying real estate in old timey Atlantic City.
Some guy with a mustache.
Yeah. Send kids into pipes.
At one point on High Society Radio, we looked at all the toys and games that are currently greenlit to be movies after Barbie, and it's like 20.
Oh, really?
That's going to be a thing. Because they tried to do it with Battleship.
Oh, right.
Yeah, that just, like, bombed. And because bombed. It was just a movie about, like, war at sea.
Yeah.
Wait, but I don't understand how, like, Barbie did well.
Yeah.
So they think game, like, board games,
it's all, yeah, like,
games. Why don't I just run a corporation? This is the most insane.
But well, out of, like, the 20 that are greenlit, I'm sure 4 will actually be made.
Right. I hope it's Don't Wake Daddy.
Yeah, in development is...
That's the Dan Schneider story.
Yes, it says she's producing it, also producing a movie about The Sims.
What are movies about games or toys that are coming out? Well, Legos are obviously always coming out. That's fine.
Legos a good movie. That's successful.
Monopoly could be fun. Black Monopoly.
Black Monopoly.
It's just the whole time they're in jail. It's just a jail movie.
It's just a Prison Break movie.
Yeah.
Shawshank.
Yeah.
It's just a project. It's just one guy owns all, just a slumlord who owns everything.
And Monopoly, can you collect money while you're in jail? You can't, right? You
collect cigarettes. Collect cigarettes.
You have an account where you like, people use ramen as money.
No. Not real jail. I'm talking about while you're in jail in Monopoly.
Oh, I don't know.
Are you allowed to get commissary or not?
You're not supposed to.
Everyone has their own rules for Monopoly.
Yeah, this caused a huge fight the last time I played Monopoly.
Yeah, do not collect Go. Do not collect $200.
Well, do not pass Go. Do not collect $200. But I'm saying if you own property while you're in jail, I bet you the official rules, you should not be able to. Look, in real life, you can collect your rent on your property while you're in jail.
Yeah.
So does it reflect real life?
Yeah.
But I think in the game, if you're in jail, you should be punished and you shouldn't be collecting rent while you're in jail. You should want to get out of jail pretty fucking quickly if you have hotels and shit. Your play does not come to complete halt while you're in jail. You can still buy, sell, and trade properties and collect rent. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
I say no. I say while you're in jail, you have to fucking not. That would be my rule in my household.
Yeah.
I also put money in the...
In your suck?
No, in the center...
Community trust?
Yeah, not for like everything. Like everything, it's a big pile. So then when you land on free parking, you collect all that money. You know, that's not a rule of Monopoly?
I never heard of that.
You know, and that'll be in the Monopoly movie. They'll have all those things. That'll be like the jokes will all be like the differences in rules.
That sounds like awful.
This is the worst conversation I've ever been a part of. So the movie can't be any worse.
This is the movie. Four idiots trying to figure out how Monopoly is played.
No, hear me out. I got this.
No, this is a good... How did you play Monopoly?
Four guys who've never owned property trying to figure out how to play Monopoly.
I think I've played it twice in my whole life.
Yeah. I don't know. I think the Monopoly movie could be good. What are other movies that are coming out that are being made?
Robbie's going to be good.
There is... hold on. I just got an ad blocker. 1 second.
Fuck you, Shannon.
Jesus Christ.
Wait, I saw something about a Magic 8 Ball.
I think there's a Magic 8 Ball movie?
Yeah. Let's see. American Girl Doll movie. Barney. Christmas balloon.
Barney.
It says if you haven't heard of this toy.
Purple dinosaur.
It's not a toy though. That's a
they have that in Ireland?
It says, yeah, of course. Yeah, about 10 years after you guys.
That's not a toy, Shannon. That's a
yeah, it says if you're thinking I've Barney never heard of this
Are
toy.
Are they reimagining Barney?
Let me go back
As
to
what,
that
like
one.
Fucking Why the Jews Told?
Some sort of trans.
It says it was a...
You know, dude, we found out dinosaurs didn't look like that. Now it looks like a big chicken. It's a big purple chicken.
Oh, man, if black people didn't love chicken enough, they got to make them purple.
Yeah, no, I did not like Barney. Barney, I think, what age bracket was Barney?
Young. Like 2 to 4.
3 to 7.
No, yeah. But I'm saying, when did he come out? Because it was definitely
early 90s.
92.
Yeah.
92.
I was like 10. That was like some gay ass shit.
I was into Lamb Chop. Remember Lamb? That fucking little puppet?
The meal.
Yeah. Mutton.
Yeah, it was, they had a show on Nickelodeon.
Oh, Eureka's Castle.
No, not Eureka's Castle. I'm talking about there was a Lamb Chop show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was
what? You got in the books?
Sherry Lewis and Bram.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
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 I don't know what you're talking
about.
You're
talking about the claymation.
I'm assuming that Lamb Chop in her original iteration wasn't that Nickelodeon show. I bet you that Lamb Chop did not, like, the original Lamb Chop was way more crude.
It's probably racist. It's probably a blackface Lamb Chop.
It was a Mexican
pork chop.
Yeah. Mexican taco.
What was the origin of Lamb Chop, Shannon?
What was Lamb Chop? Never even heard of it.
It's a cute puppet.
I bet it was like maybe PBS or something.
Yeah, some horse shit.
I remember Lamb Chop was on The Nanny.
Oh, right.
Oh.
I just didn't...
Yeah, it was like a PBS show.
Never really gave a fuck about puppets. Wasn't my thing. I went straight from like fucking... Like, I didn't even like Sesame Street, really, as a kid.
No.
Like, I didn't watch it. I don't think we had cable. My mom was a heroin addict. My dad was a fucking pimp.
You guys couldn't afford PBS?
We couldn't afford any of that shit, dude. So I think, like, what I liked, when I said I liked, like, my, like, I liked Cookie Monster because I had a clock that was a Cookie Monster clock, but that was my only being exposed to Cookie Monster was looking at this clock. That was my entertainment. Was
would they hit you if you, like, tried to, like, you know, get into Sesame Street? Like,
with
that's for pussies. Like,
with the clock.
Were you from the barrio?
They would. No, I don't remember being a little kid. I remember like what TV shows.
Yeah,
Lewis
Fox Plaza Sesamo.
Lamb Chop, by the way, originated in 1956 on Captain Kangaroo.
Oh,
called it.
He molested kids, right?
Huh? Of course.
I think they all did.
Why,
I think that
why
was,
get into entertainment in the '50s?
That was the job back in the day. Was sure. You know, the big payout.
Yeah, keep the kids busy.
You gotta break these kids in.
What's it called? I was going to, what was the story that we were just talking about, Shannon?
We were going through toys that are becoming movies.
No, but then it made me want to talk about one of the stories that you actually pulled up here in the
Fleshlight?
No.
That'd be a great movie.
I'll watch it. Just draining a fleshlight for 2 hours.
All right, whatever. Pull up this story, Shannon. I'll come back to that one. Baby's face is scarred by a scalpel during a C-section. That's fucked up.
This is on Pornhub?
No. This just happened. So babies get injured very often. You don't hear about it that often.
Sure.
Ooh. This baby had they gave a C-section. Point of view, you give birth to a beautiful baby girl, but it's so it's so hard to look past the scar the physician left on your baby's face.
Jesus.
And makes you feel all the feels.
I can't love this ugly baby.
I will say,
she goes,
I can't see past this hideous scar. Yeah. I can't look at my
It's baby. A baby. Lay it down the other way.
Make
Lay
another
it down
one.
Scar side.
Make another one and send that to the church.
I'll tell you right now, and this is going to be a controversial opinion.
Scars on babies are hot.
That's a sexy baby. That's a way sexier baby.
It gives it some character.
It gives you a little bit more. Yeah
it's like when a guy goes salt and pepper.
Well, if it's a fella, if it's a guy, you grow up with a scar, it's kind of cool.
Well, all right, no. Let me say this.
Scar's more approachable.
I mean this.
Yeah.
Two things.
You're supposed to be a whore.
Yeah.
Sorry, you just made my daughter a whore.
You gave her another hole for everyone to fuck.
With your clumsy hands, doctor.
Two things. Okay. Number one, scar, by the time this baby has any memories, that scar is almost completely gone. I'm talking about completely gone. Like, you're not going to be able to
get plastic surgery. I don't think.
That, no, my sister, all right, when we were kids, my mom was, I've told the story before, so I'll tell the abridged version. My mom was beating me with a cheap broom.
On a bridge.
The abridged version. My mom was beating me
with a cheap broom. You know, like, it's important that you know it's a cheap broom because it's one of those shitty metal brooms that...
you can bend over your knee.
You can bend, yeah. Bends over your knee. So she had broken it into two pieces, and that
she
was
had to do to kind of.
Yeah, she was beating me with the one end, and then I grabbed the broom and I yanked it from her, and the sharpened metal opening of the broom stabbed my sister in the face and peeled back her face. Jeez. And she was like 15.
What was she just hanging out? She was just watching,
laughing at me, mocking me.
Behind you, going,
yes, she actually was legitimately like, she used to love when my mom beat me. She would get my mom weapons when my mom would beat me, right? She would literally go. My mom
was like an ECW show. She had like a pot and a pan.
Yeah. Dude, my mom would be fucking me up. My sister would run to the bedroom while my mom was like trying to beat me up just with her hands. Then all of a sudden, a metal studded belt would be thrown to my mom, and my mom started beating me with that. Then a hanger. It was pure violence in my household. So in this chaos, I grabbed it and I pulled it and it peeled my sister's face back. When she's a 15-year-old chubby chick. She's already like super insecure. Now she's got to wear like her hair over her face like the Phantom of the Opera. It's a fucking, dude, a nightmare. But this scar, at this point, you can't even see it. And we didn't have a plastic surgeon. We were fucking poor welfare kids. Like
she's like chub fat, right? Your sister?
Huh? Yeah, a little. Well, chub.
Yeah, well, if it fills in. I mean, if
No, I don't think it's just.
I think it is. I think if she tried to like, trim down, you start seeing.
She's thinner now than she was then.
Oh, fair enough.
Sure.
You think
for
the fat grows on the outside of the scars?
Maybe.
Yeah, why do you think I'm so fat? I'm covered with scars.
Yeah, you're just you're badass, dude.
Someone poured boiling water on his face.
If he lost weight, Freddy Krueger.
So the point that I'm making, though, is that this baby is you're gonna.
Well, isn't the difference between a small scar when you're a baby, when you're older, it's like bigger. You know what I mean?
Oh, you think it's like a tattoo?
It does. Yeah, yeah. Because I've got like vaccine marks or something from when I was
smaller. That you're gonna grow the scar stays the same. You grow larger
that
around it. It's a smaller scar
that can't
now.
Be possible.
I think my logic makes about as much sense as your logic.
It's a bullet in its side, and then the thing keeps growing.
So
like
grow
a bullet in a tree.
It.
Yeah, the tree keeps growing.
I think that is because that's taking up 10% of the baby's surface area.
It's a mark on its. It's a percentage of the baby's fucking face.
This is what I'm saying. Exactly.
10% of that baby's face is still 10%.
Is this still the dumbest conversation you ever heard, Ray?
It sounds like we're trading children now. We're haggling over the price.
I think we need to do an experiment. Send in your kids.
Hear me out, dude. Listen to me. Look, let me just draw a fucking diagram, you fucking dumb fucking...
No, I understand.
We understand both. Look. Here, understand both logic.
It's okay, that we can't wrap it
up. Here's the baby, okay?
That's the baby?
Now, yeah, that's the baby. Okay, now the scar's here.
Yeah.
Okay, now we'll say that scar... Right,
show the folks at home. You got to show them the work.
There's the scar, okay?
Yeah. No.
The AutoCAD?
There's the scar, okay? Now, those scars, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of those scars is the baby's length of the head. 5 scars.
What are you doing?
Hear me out, dude.
You are one of the most retarded people.
How about we just get a baby and try it out?
You're just so dumb.
No, I swear to you, dude, I'm not even wrong about this.
Baby was 8 pounds, 55 scars long.
So there's 7 scars in a baby.
Just stab your son when you get home and then let us know
but
in a couple
if that baby grows by 2.
If the baby's head grows twice in size or 50% in size, that one scar now is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.5 scars.
The
scar is now a smaller percentage of the baby's head. It most certainly is.
You're thinking of the scar like it's a hat. And the baby's growing, but the hat does not grow. Yeah. The scar is like its cheek. It's
how
like
Puerto Rican are you that you do like math and scars?
You think kids grow by just adding stuff to the outside? Just like layers and layers, like a fucking onion or something?
Everything grows, but that little
I think there's logic in it. I think there's some logic in it.
How many scars are in a baby? First of all, what's the... How many scars fit in a baby?
Listen, emotional? Depends
I'm telling
on the parents.
No. The point I'm making, even if you can see the scar a little bit. Worth it. The settlement that you're getting from that you don't even know the baby yet. If this was a month later and you stab the baby in the face, you're going to freak out. Right now, this is a stranger to you.
This baby could have been born with a defect.
Could have been born with no eye.
A fucking cleft lip.
I bet they fucked the baby on not the baby, not literally, but they... I don't think the cash outs are that good anymore.
for the baby?
That
the malpractice insurance is bullshit.
Are
now.
You out of your fucking mind, Ray?
I don't know.
That is, you just cut my baby's
face. I knew a kid.
If they don't pay me while I'm walking out with computers,
I knew a kid.
Like, I'm going to start punching the nurses.
I knew a guy.
Motherfucker.
I knew a guy.
Cutting balls.
They crushed his fucking arm.
Lewis is just stealing anything.
This is going to be my hazards bucket. Yeah,
but picking up a bottle of water.
I knew a guy, he got like 700 grand because they crushed his arm with a forceps when they were pulling him out. And this guy, he had a gimp arm his whole life.
They pulled the baby out with a fucking,
I guess they had to, shove the pussy opener. I don't know, fucking know. And, I'm saying, this guy had a fucking crushed arm his whole life. Couldn't do it for shit with it. 700 grand.
700
Still grand. Nice. I'll take it.
What is he? Like, is he poor white guy?
I think he bought, his family was poor. I think he ended up buying, like a dump or, like, a junkyard. He did well.
Welcome.
I feel like that should come with
welcome,
the gift
flapper, Flapper's Junkyard.
It's the only job that he can have is junkyard manager. you're looking for some junk?
He does answer.
Dude, I would do that. It's a junkyard. Dude, that's a fucking business.
You can make big money on that shit.
Could you make big money on that? I bet you.
I know someone.
Here's what I need to do. I need to start investing in small town jobs, and I need to take over my town. Yeah. I need to move to a shittier town, a little bit of a shittier town, and I need to become the dude that's got the fucking junkyard.
Oh, you'd be Boss Hog.
The auto body shop, the bar. I own all of the businesses.
You're like the guy in Roadhouse.
Yes, I need to be that guy.
The
guy
I brought the JCPenney here.
Yes, exactly. Dunkin' Donuts is because of me.
Yes, I literally need to be that guy. Mm-hmm. And I think that's my true calling.
No, stick with crypto. Stick with fucking. Dude, stick with investing in something called fluorescence.
You need to have three or four franchise restaurants and a strip club. That way, when 16-year-old girls come to work at the restaurant, you'd be like, you can make a lot more money if you moved over to the strip club.
That's a fucking genius idea. Did you just make that up? Did you just come up with that? Did you just riff that idea?
Yeah.
No, you did not riff that idea.
Yes, I did.
That's a genius. Zach's
also going to play the spoons at my Roadhouse restaurant.
Behind just, the big fucking cage.
Behind chicken wire.
Zach, your calling is to play playing spoons, dude. Yeah. You should really learn how to play the spoons really well, Zach.
Yeah. One day I'm going to move on to the washboard.
Any old-timey fucking front porch fucking... A banjo would be great for you.
Oh, you'd be great with a banjo.
Yeah.
Can you still buy a Sizzler?
A Sizzler?
Are they still around?
I don't know if that's a great franchise.
What's a Sizzler? Oh.
Poor people love the buffet. You just keep it, just spray it with chemicals.
My sister just started working at a Chili's and I'm fucking really lit on this.
She just, your sister?
My sister started managing a Chili's.
And what, she's got investment tips for you?
No, I mean, the amount of money that I'm going to save on Chili's is...
Oh, wow.
Put it in the asset column.
Friends and family?
Put it in the ass column.
Yeah. Okay, let's take a quick moment and thank FactorMeals.com for supporting today's show. We love Factor Meals. Factor Meals is America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit, and they help you fuel up fast with flavorful and nutritious meals that are delivered straight to your door. I'll tell you right now, this is the best way, especially if you're a single dude or if you don't have a big family, you don't have a lot of time to cook restaurant-quality meals. You're probably never doing that. Factor Meals gets delivered right to your door. You prepare them in just 2 minutes in the microwave, and it's like you have your own personal chef cooking you amazing, healthy, nutritious meals.
Yep, they're fresh, never frozen. It's got great stuff like bruschetta shrimp risotto, green goddess chicken, grilled steakhouse filet mignon. They've got breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, and whatever diet you're on. If you have dietary restrictions, if you're keto, if you're gluten-free, they have got you covered.
Yeah, they really are great. Just try them out, and we got a great discount for you. If you want to check it out and have it delivered right to your door, amazing quality meals, we're going to give you a 50% discount. All you got to do is go to factormeals.com/wrap50 and use promo code wrap50, and you're going to save 50% off today. Once again, that's factormeals.com/wrap50. Use that promo code wrap50 for 50% off. All right, where were we? Do you know if she says a straight up real deal discount?
Do they have specials on, do they have some sort of 2-for-1 cocktail thing?
Forget that. I can just eat and drink for free, dude. I have the Chili's hookup. If you guys want to go after this.
Oh, yeah, she's a manager, right?
Where is
she? She's a manager. I'm not going to say which one. I'm just saying.
What state is it in?
Not this one.
Okay, then. Great. New Jersey.
Still worth it.
It's in New Jersey.
We get free Chili's, though.
All right.
By the way, anytime I go to Chili's, I get...
You just have $28 on a steak.
Look, you can be friends with Rogan. You can be friends with these guys, but...
I'm not. Rogan hates me.
Rogan hates you, too? No. Yeah, stop it. These guys don't all hate you.
That's what I've heard. They keep talking about me on the podcast and cutting me out.
You don't have to do this on your own, dude.
What are you talking about?
You're going to have to do it all on your own.
Life? Well, me and you are starting a podcast. And Lev's not allowed.
Lev's at Coachella?
Yeah. What a fucking loser.
You can't be fat and go to Coachella.
But he has no money. He's just broke all the time. He has no money. And then next thing you know, he has a fucking motorbike and he's going to Coachella.
I understand it, though. I mean, look, if you're when you're young and fucking broke.
How young is he?
26, 28.
Oh, right.
What's he, 28?
When you're young and broke, you got a girlfriend you're splitting rent with, like, you do that. You do irresponsible things. Like, you go to Coachella. You say, fuck it, I'm going to spend the last of you. I'm going to empty my bank account going to Coachella.
You eat KFC for breakfast at 4 p.m. Yes. You just do broke. You just do things.
It's a good place to kill yourself.
I don't. Yeah. I do. I would not want to go to Coachella. My girl was watching it on like YouTube just because of some of her friends are performing.
Right.
And it just looks like, it's a lot of young fucking people standing just in the heat.
Yeah, not a lot of sitting.
Is that the one by Palm Springs?
I don't know. Where is Coachella? Give me some information about Coachella, Shannon.
It's California.
I know nothing about it.
It's California, right? Anyway.
Yeah, it's in Indio, California.
Yeah, it's like Palm Springs. Yeah.
It's like in the desert, right?
It's in the desert, yes.
What I used to think of Coachella... Oh, you know what's funny? I'm thinking of Burning Man.
Burning Man.
I've been confusing Burning Man and Coachella in my head the whole time.
Burning Man seems like it used to be good, but now
so Coachella... Coachella is a big, giant music festival, right? That's just
in the
that?
Desert, yeah.
Yes.
In the desert. I just don't like...
You're old. You don't like crowds.
Music enough.
You don't like joy.
You don't like people... Hope. You don't like the innocence and hope of a young, hot girl.
I just don't like any... I'm not a fan of anything enough to stand... In the heat,
of course,
for it, like ever, like anything, like a line. Like, I'm not like at this point in my life, I just literally won't do things because, like, even if I want to, I'm like, I can't wait in line for anything. Like, at the airport, like, if I had to wait in line at the airport, I would not be a comedian.
What are you fucking flying private now? What
are you doing? No. I have all the things that
clear
get you through.
Let's take me like 5 minutes.
Clear is a scam.
No, I clear Premier Access, and I'm getting.
What's Premier Access? What is it?
I use one airline a lot, so I have access. It's a separate line. That's sometimes faster than anything.
Right. Calling the bomb threat.
Clear is a scam. Sometimes General is fucking faster than Clear these days.
Do you have Clear?
Yeah. It's a real scam. I've started taking notes in my phone to time how long it takes to get through. Yeah, Clear. We got duped.
I did Clear to go to St. Louis this past time, and I'm going through, and they're like, "All right, sir, you got to do your eyes." And I was like, "Bleep." They're like, "Oh, hey, we got to reconfirm everything now. Like, they're doing a new thing."
Yeah, I had to do that last time.
And there was nobody on the line for the regular thing, so I just did this for no reason. And I'm going like, I'm just watching just people go.
I know.
And I was like, "Oh," they're like, "All right, now we need your finger. Now we need to confirm your email." I'm like, and I was like. I could. Then they're like, "Now we need your ID." And it was like,
"Yeah."
The anger that I felt, I can't even explain to you how mad it makes me.
Or when they split you into two lanes, and you're like, you just notice someone with a goofy hat like over that end, and then you're like watching them go really fast, and then you're standing there.
You're always grabbing my undercarriage too.
Yeah,
they grab your dick a lot.
No,
grab my dick. I think it's because I'm bad. They pretend like, "Oh, we can't see the scanner," and then you start grabbing my. I don't care. Grab my balls.
You think they're getting off on it?
I don't know. I feel like they're getting off on the power, at least.
I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but do you think that these people are trying to sexually assault you?
I feel like I'm getting
more
raped.
Than once. This has happened.
This is a
like
deep
multiple.
This
times.
Is a deep conspiracy.
I feel like I remind them of people who did it to them. You know, I'm a good guy, but you know.
See, I have a theory because I get searched a lot.
Yeah. You get gooped.
It's because we're sweaty,
right?
And the liquid sets off the machine.
Oh, okay, yeah.
No. They always think that
the
I have
liquid.
Like,
yeah, it's my clam juice.
Yeah, like my
you think they go, "Sorry, sir, you're only allowed 8 ounces of liquid on the."
Yeah, they gotta ring me out.
You've got a pool under your tits right now.
Yeah. I'm gonna puke thinking about the liquid pulling up in between your balls and ass.
Yep,
your underpants are so.
It's not moisture. It's not Doppler radar.
And they go, sir.
Well, I know why it's me.
You have a dick ring.
Because my dick ring.
Oh.
So they always pull me
out. He's got a ring of dirt around his dick.
Yeah.
Lord have mercy.
So how do they do it? They actually have to feel your dickhead? Like
very right? frequently.
Wow, yeah.
They do the back of the hands, up the thigh, and then they go, "Do you want to go to a private room?" And I go, "No, do it here."
Do you try to get it hard first?
No, not never. I make them touch my little dick.
Yeah.
And they do back of the hand, they swipe my dick.
Every time they put their hands in my crotch, and then like I literally make sexual noises.
Yeah.
And make them uncomfortable. But usually they laugh.
It's like when you get a lap dance. I want to come, like, you know, before it's over, I want to come.
Of course.
But, you know, it never works.
I just wear sweatpants.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, yeah. But yeah, I really do. I'm just like, I was like, oh, yeah. Yeah. Usually they think it's funny. Then once in a while, a black guy's like, that ain't funny, fool. Motherfucker.
Yeah, because I have my dick pierced and I have screws in my ankle. So between the two, I always
get. Is that cosmetic too, or is that like surgery?
Yes, it was something I just wanted.
There is something about, like, you go to the airport and, like, the TSA people, but up until maybe a year ago, it felt like they were police.
Yeah.
Like, it felt like I was like, oh, they have, like, authority, like, the police. Like, they can lock me in a cell, take away my rights. But they're just fucking, like, that guy that works at TSA. So might have just answered an ad for the kiosk to buy sandwiches.
I had a dirtbag uncle who did that shit. Yeah, yeah. Complete loser.
And I had an Uber driver in St. Louis who just very comfortable, very quickly. It was crazy that he actually said this. We're like, just started talking. I was going to a dispensary. So he's like, yeah, you're going to a dispensary. So I was like, I asked him if he could wait for me instead of just putting in, like, the return address, because who knows how long I was going to be in the dispensary. Mm-hmm. And he was like, yeah, of course. So then he was like, yeah, I smoke. He's like, not on the job, obviously. And then you could tell he was just sort of like hinting that he wanted to smoke. He was like, you know, unless I get somebody really cool in the car. I was like, all right, buddy. And then, like, we started just talking about, I don't know, everything. People love to fucking yap. People really love to yap. And then he told me that he got a DUI and wasn't allowed into Canada. And I was like, okay. Why are you sharing this information with me? And why is it that Uber is hiring people with DUIs?
How long ago was it?
I don't know. Oh, no, he told me. Yeah, like 20 years ago.
Oh, that should be fine. He still can't get in?
I guess not.
I feel like you should be able to get in.
Maybe he hasn't tried.
Yeah.
Canada's fucking uptight as fuck.
They are uptight.
I may never go back.
No.
May never go back. I have to. They're talking to Toronto right now for me to go back on the tour, but fucking every time I go, they just... They pull me aside. It's hours at the airport.
It's a long time.
It's just not worth it. It's just not. The whole country isn't worth it.
Mm-hmm. Well, they ask you, like, where are you?
No, because I've been arrested for smoking weed before. I've been declined.
Oh, they won't let you in for that?
Try
not to let you?
Yeah, and I've been declined access. So they put you through a whole rigmarole. And the last time I went, they were so fucking rude. And I'm just sitting there like, I just don't give a shit. I don't care enough about going through. And I told them, I was like, I don't care about your fucking country. I don't need to come in.
No one needs Tim Hortons this bad.
Yeah. Anyway. So, Shannon, what are we doing? Are we doing this contest eventually? What is this contest? We want a correspondent? Well, we got people to get you a coffee. You're good. Can we get Colin a coffee? Give me a coffee too, by the way,
can
while
I get,
we're at it.
Some milk or half and half or whatever the fuck. Please. Thank you.
Yeah. So what is this? We're having another competition.
Yes, it's called Fan on the Street.
Fan on the Street.
And we are going to be looking for a fan to go out on the street and interview people based on whatever stories we give them.
Okay, so it's going to be like a Daily Show correspondent, but for the Real Ass Podcast.
Yes.
Okay.
But I love herpes. This.
Yeah, you have to have diseases.
And rather than use any of the talent at the station.
Well, what are we going to do? Who the fuck is talented here? And then also the other side of it is, like, what happens if it's a person we're only in New York.
You might get stabbed.
Yeah, what if we want somebody out in California or somewhere really cool or somebody international?
Ooh. Someone in London?
Or Shannon, what if we have multiple correspondents?
That's
it's acceptable. Well, possible.
Let's see how many people applied first.
I think they have to be retarded.
Oh,
that should be the one thing.
You're sending a spastic on the street.
They should be a retarded person on the street, like a dangerously retarded person.
Okay.
I remember when we were kids, we would...
Fuck a retard?
There was a retard on the street.
We just fuck it.
They used to run wild back then.
Yeah.
We would go to the supermarket.
Those
and,
were the days.
Hey, thank you very much. Right. Thank you, Emily. Emily's
thank you,
the best.
New guy.
Thanks, bro.
Take cheers, bro.
So, no, we would go. We go to C.H. Martin's and we go to ShopRite and we would rifle through people's cars for money.
You just like check them if they're open.
Yeah, check see if they're open, and then, but you know, back then to have a car alarm, it was like one out of every 20 cars.
Yeah,
only nicer cars. It was like an expensive thing to have a car alarm. And you just wait till somebody left their car open, and then you'd go in the center console and take out their change. You go spend it on video games or, you know, whatever you know, whatever we were buying with it.
Whipping at the retarded guy collecting carts.
And we, well, we would, very often we go to C.H. Martin's and we play video game Street Fighter 2. Mm-hmm. We'd play in the fucking arcade game. And I remember one time there was a, instead of rifling through cars, we would also just panhandle as well. And we'd just go up to people and be like, hey, I can't find my mom. I want to call her. Could, any chance you could lend me a quarter or let me have a quarter? And, you know, most of the time people would just give you a quarter. You know, even if they didn't trust you wholly.
And they ever proposition you?
No, never, never. But one time I asked a retarded guy. I don't know why I asked this. I knew he was retarded when I asked him. It was like a mentally handicapped guy. And it was like, you know, just like a real like.
What type of?
Downs?
Not Downs.
What type of MH was he?
Whatever it was like where their faces kind of smushed.
Yeah, they used to just be generic retarded guys.
Like this.
Yeah.
This isn't smushed. A thing you even see anymore.
Right.
Yeah. That. What is that? That's not Downs. They don't put that on
a
there's no a love on the fucking that guy show.
There used to just be like non-Downs generic retards roaming
the impression
street.
That we all did as kids. This is an interesting point.
The fucking,
did they die off? What is that?
They test for that now.
I think that amnio whatever.
We started aborting them.
I don't think
they test for that now.
I think that that's because remember we used to call them palsies. I believe it's cerebral palsy.
Cerebral
it's not
palsy.
They're not like retarded.
No.
Physical thing.
Cerebral.
Sometimes.
Cerebral.
Sometimes they have both.
Cerebral palsy?
Cerebral palsy?
Cerebral?
I don't think they were cerebral palsy. No, because you have to have like crutches and shit for that.
Christy Brown.
These people would walk around like normal people.
Palsy was like the kid from...
Christy Brown, my left foot.
I love you, Mary. No, like, the guys who had those like fucking arm crutches. So, like,
yeah, something about Mary guy.
Yeah. That's like CP.
Something about Mary.
No, CP's regular when you're on.
I'm talking about something about Mary. The brother was supposed to be Downs, but he wasn't retarded.
No,
he was
just a big guy. He was just a big guy.
That was just a hilarious
actor.
That
was just a guy with ear muffs on. That was all.
I'm trying to do a bit about that. So that guy, if I see him in anything else, I assume he's retarded. Like, the first movie I saw Juliette Lewis in was that movie with Giovanni Ribisi where they were a retarded couple.
Oh, right.
So now every time I see Juliette Lewis, I'm like, is she retarded? And the same, that guy from Something About Mary was Meatloaf in a VH1 biopic.
Oh, right.
And I was like, I didn't know Meatloaf was retarded.
Yeah, dude. Wow. So that guy, I think he was playing Down syndrome, if I had to guess, right?
Maybe. He didn't have the eyes, though.
No,
he had his little eyes.
But no. He physically wasn't. He was just a big...
He was just playing.
He was, I guess.
Was he a bit old looking for Down syndrome?
Do they not live?
No, they get up there.
They get up there, I think.
They don't age.
No, people drown them, but I mean...
They don't really...
Drown syndrome.
It's called a bath.
Drown syndrome. New to Netflix.
Drown syndrome.
Just drown a retarded baby. It's only one episode.
It's a five series. It's just five seasons.
Doggy, I think he was supposed to be Down syndrome because you can't touch his ears. I think that's a Down syndrome thing. They have like, I don't know.
Maybe.
I'm just saying.
I don't know.
But
anyway, you trick some retarded guy into getting coins for you?
What was this? What did you dupe some spastic into doing?
No, I went up to him. We were panhandling.
Yeah, Shannon is fucking your career up.
I was like 11, and I'm like, I'm like my son's age, and we're outside of C.H. Martin's trying to get quarters to play Street Fighter, and this, you know, retarder guy, his handler, like, just stopped paying attention to him for a second, and, you know, just like, he's kind of happy looking or whatever, so I go up to him, like, excuse me, mister, is there I can't find my mom, any chance I can have a quarter? And then he goes, I come back, and then he started attacking me.
Oh, he goes.
And his handler started grabbing him.
Oh, wow.
And I remember him just going, I'll kick you.
Wow.
And he's trying to kick me as hard as he fucking can, dude.
Nice. He's right, dude. Good intuition.
Dude, he really did have
dude,
a good
he
intuition.
Knew, he knew you.
I was a liar,
he would have sold the Solana.
Dude, yeah, dude. Dude, retards have good fucking...
They're known to be smart, yeah.
The intuition of a fucking hot chick.
They would, someone would say they're very primal. they could sense danger, and he tried to book you, dude.
Yeah, he did not like
he
that.
He fucking booked. He booked wild, yeah.
He did not like that.
Yeah, you spooked him.
You did. You came up behind him.
But yeah, we would fucking... Whatever we could do to make money panhandle. I know I should panhandling as a young kid. I started having a little bit too much pride.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you just went back
stabbing
to robbing
people?
I really did go back to just robbing and stealing.
Were you part of a little gang?
No.
I don't mean like a real gang, but like a little kids gang.
Little rascals.
Yes. Yeah, we had a couple gangs. In elementary school, our gang was the Warriors. And I stole the, I hacked the name from the movie because it was such a weird movie to even know at that age. And I remember being like, dude, I got the perfect name for a gang, guys. Warriors.
Harry Potter. I came up with this idea called Gryffindor Lads.
We're going to be the He-Men.
Manchester United.
Masters of the Universe.
We're going to be the Hells
Angels. Our rival gang was the Scorpions.
Oh.
And we would have...
Did they come up with that name?
Maybe. I have no
idea.
And
they're like... Kids are such...
Get over here!
Children are such fags.
Yeah, we were the Warriors, and they were the Scorpions, and we would just have...
Sleepovers?
No, we would have...
rap battles. Dance battles.
No, you're about
to say dance battles, are you?
No. We would have...
Scorpions versus the Warriors.
What's the initiation?
There was no initiation. It was just... you had to decide a team.
You had to get to Coney Island before sunrise.
Yeah.
No, so our playground in elementary school was a tire playground. This is kind of popular in certain areas. I don't know if...
Junkyard.
It's not a junkyard.
It was a junkyard.
It was one of those tire playgrounds where there's a crane crushing a car. You know,
it was
and a stray dog.
It was a playground made out of trash bags full of garbage. It was pretty crazy, dude. It was awesome. We used to just climb, play King of the Mountain. No, it was...
Yeah, it was recycled tires.
I know.
With like wood chips, right?
They would put like half of them in the ground, kind of thing.
And yeah, could, like, and it was essentially an entire. An entire.
He's locked.
I tell you, I'm fucking.
You're locked. You're ready to. You got to shoot.
Whoa,
it out.
Boys! You don't even fucking.
I remember playing on those. It was a good year.
I'll tell you what. This conversation is tiresome.
Dog, you know, you would. It was essentially like. You know, a playground made out of tires, but they had, you know, they had monkey bars and they had, and like, but everything was sort of like built on tire bases, and they had a dragon at the center of a big dragon that was built out of tires. And that was always like the center base. You play like tag and shit. But before they learned, this is super early in the designing and production of tire playgrounds. This is probably year one.
Oh, this is a prototype.
This was like, they didn't figure it out. It wasn't. Oh. That's a way cooler dragon, Shannon. Why would you bring up a cooler dragon?
That looked like shit.
I'm shocked they found
that
a dragon.
Like
made
fucking shit.
You would have found my dragon. Shannon wanted to make me cry. She was trying to get me to be emotional just now. She brought the dragon, the tire dragon from my childhood.
She googled shit.
Imagine like a realtor driving you past that. Like, is where we're gonna live?
Like, I spent my life chasing my tire dragon.
Kids love the tire dragon. Nice.
It was smaller.
Any of these?
Well, let's see.
That one. Look at that little that wormy one. No, below that.
Dragon.
Go below that one.
No.
To the right there.
Let
look
me
at
see,
that guy.
Let's see. These are all.
Look at this guy.
That looks like my dick upside down.
This looks like the playground for a special ed school.
These are all extravagant dragons.
Did you go to a learning lab?
Compared to my dragon, Shannon, I want to see more dragons.
You think you can find the exact one?
I bet you there's a design, right? You don't think it wasn't some dude. You think there's probably like a company that builds these things.
Yeah,
right?
I mean,
and they didn't hire that company.
Shannon,
they
hired
a guy.
Type in 80s.
Some fucking inmates.
Type in the exact playground.
Cold calling municipalities.
See if you can find the exact playground.
I mean, I'll tell you right now, that tire playground right there, to the right, go to the right a little. No. Fuck you, Shannon. No. Go back. Down to the left. That one. That one looks like it. That looks like how it was. This is exactly.
Yeah,
no.
Dragon.
No, shut up. Dude, this is not the. This is the design.
I know, yeah.
This is the design. And I was right about this. There's a fucking company that made the tire playgrounds, and they said, I want fucking design 54B.
Right.
And this was the fucking design. Doggy, that right there, now it's making me emotional, Shannon. You're bringing me back to the...
Yeah.
Because let me tell you what happened. Joey Bongiovanni and his friends lit the tire playground on fire when I was in the fourth grade.
It's fucking WAPS, dude. It was an insurance job. It was an insurance job.
Jewish lightning on the old fucking... Tire dragon.
It was insured for $58.
No, Shannon, go back to that playground, Shannon. We got to find the dragon at the head of this playground. So, yeah, dude, there was all the chains, the bridges that would come to that. There was also an octagon.
Whoa.
In the center. We would have fights. We would host...
We're the original UFC. We fought in the octagon.
We would host Scorpion versus Warrior fights. And the ground, if you, this looks like it's on grass. Our ground, before they figured out how dangerous it was and how they should build it on wood chips, you know what they built it on?
Gravel. Wasn't
fire?
It?
Gravel.
Gravel, yeah.
A moat full of alligators. Real life alligators. Nice. No, it was gravel. So what we would do is we would have gravel fights and we would just fucking fling gravel at each other.
Yeah.
And it was like shotgun blasts.
It used to be, that was the good old days.
Were your parents? Any of those kids end up becoming like real bangers?
What do you mean?
Real gangbangers.
No.
Oh my God, dude, that's the fucking one. Our school had, that's literally the one.
Yeah, it was just chains and tires. We had that too.
You had the exact one? Stop trying to steal my story, dude.
And, well, look, my middle class upbringing in Ireland was the same as your fucking poverty stricken upbringing. And
I went to West Haverstraw Elementary School, Shannon.
They might if that you might search it. West Haverstraw.
No, it's not anymore. West Haverstraw.
West Haverstraw.
Haverstraw.
Have her straw.
Give me straw.
Give me her straw.
I barely know her. Haverstraw. I barely know her.
Press
this
up.
Is like right near the turnpike.
Yeah.
And there'd be like lunch monitors in our elementary school who weren't teachers. They were just like old ladies that the school would hire to like watch us during lunch.
Yeah.
And we would throw gravel at them. These poor ladies. We would fucking
of course
peg them in the face with gravel.
Ugly old bitch.
Every day. Their job was to get hit with gravel by brown kids. What a time.
It's fun. It's
the good old days. Make America great again.
Yeah.
Wish I had kids.
Do you, right?
No.
You don't want to have kids ever?
I mean, maybe, if they're... It seems profitable.
Yeah. It's not.
No.
Make a YouTube family out of it. You know, make one of those little families on YouTube.
Yeah. Become a parent influencer.
Yeah. Fucking hit them with a cattle taser until they play fucking.
The problem with that is
whatever.
Like, there's, you got to start somewhere. In the beginning, you're just like making weird videos for like 90 viewers. Like, nobody's watching them.
Right. I know a guy, like a friend of a friend kind of thing, who
the podcast
does that.
Community.
But the guy, like, the kid's got like, I don't want to call him, but he's like mentally handicapped or something. I feel bad because I don't know a kid, but whatever. They just make a thing for that. They make like people watch that. You get like you pretend the kid's handicapped, and like other handicapped kids will watch it.
Oh, that's
it's
fun.
A whole racket.
Yeah, because handicapped kids fucking can't tell.
There's no content for them. Like there's no it's not like Ryan Seacrest is like pretending to be.
Why are we talking about this type of retard before? Because the guy was going to attack me. Did we figure out what it is? No, we didn't.
No, it's just general.
They abort the regular ones.
Yeah.
Nowadays,
I think they test for that shit now.
Yeah.
Nowadays, they fucking nuke them.
What happened with this Australian mall? It was a stabbing.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't remember. I was.
It was on the 13th.
The 13th.
Friday the 13th.
Was it?
No, I don't know.
Saturday the 13th.
No, fucking idiot.
Yeah. So what happened? It was in Australia because people brag in Australia. They're like, dude, Australians don't have guns, so there's no violence. Like, no. There's fucking.
They stab each other.
They stab each other all the time.
I think he killed 6 people, 5 women, 1 security guard.
5 women, 1 security guard.
He was targeting women, and it was
the security guard fucking
smart.
Overstepping his job there.
Yeah.
Damn, dude.
And he was a special needs person. I guess he was in an institution or
a
something.
A little kid asked him for a quarter, and it just set him off.
Fuck wild, did he?
And they interviewed his parents, and he's got
a
hilarious Australian dad.
Yeah, yeah.
Just crying.
I saw a photo of that.
But he couldn't look more like you think an Australian dad's going to look
like.
So wait,
is there a video of...
Yeah, there he is.
But is there a video of the stabbing too?
No, I don't have a video
There is a video of him getting a traffic cone or something thrown at him.
Oh, wow.
Before or after?
That's what set him off.
During. Oh, yes.
Go ahead.
I'll break it for you. Look, this is so horrendous that I can't even explain it. You're trying to give me, give you an intelligent conversation. I can't do it because I'm just devastated.
Because I'm a fucking hillbilly.
Yeah.
He seems like he thinks it's funny.
Now, if you don't mind, I've got some coyote to eat. I got some coyote cooking on the barbie.
Myself a servant to my son when I found out he had a mental illness. I became his servant. I did everything because I love that boy.
Do you have any reason to
I locked him
understand
up.
Why you're targeting
Master!
Women?
Yes.
The boy
boy has escaped, master! Master! The boy has escaped from the basement, master! Hey, we're missing the good knife! The cops are outside, master! What should I do?
Oh, no.
Oh, no, the boy.
He wanted a girlfriend. And he's got no social skills.
He's a bloody retard.
He's frustrated out of his brain. And I saw him having a...
And honestly, the family history of dentistry is not great. We said, with all of these things, I feel like he's not going to be able to get a girlfriend.
Restaurant, walk out of the restaurant, and it just, boom, fell into a shop. There's something physically wrong, besides mentally wrong, with my son before he died.
This is a parent's absolute nightmare.
That's a mother? She's that normal looking?
She's like, hello.
Hello.
Back me a good one, I did. I love you, but the love of my life. I never.
God. With mental illness, that something like this would happen. And my heart goes out to the people our son has hurt. If he was in his right mind, he would be absolutely devastated at what he has done. But he obviously...
Said he's doing dabs.
Yeah.
The side.
In his right mind, he somehow had been triggered into a psychosis and he'd lost touch with reality.
Wow. Okay, let's take a quick moment and thank Mando for supporting today's show. That's M-A-N-D-O. Mando is a great company that makes incredible whole body deodorant, and you're going to smell incredible, the best you're ever going to smell. This isn't normal crappy deodorant that you're buying at CVS or Walgreens or whatever. This is deodorant that's going to be proven to control your odor for over 72 hours, and this is whole body deodorant. That means wherever you stink, Zachy boy, that your pits, your package, your feet, and beyond.
My beyond area is the worst part of me. Yeah, they sent us some Mando. I absolutely love it. It's good for right out of the shower, or, you know, you got to take a little Puerto Rican shower in between your day. It's getting a little hot out, Lou. I've been using the Mando, and it's really making a big difference.
Yeah, right now, if you want to try them out, great, great product. Go to shopmando.com. That's S-H-O-P-M-A-N-D-O.com. You're going to save $5 off their starter pack with the exclusive code and link. Use the promo code REAL, R-E-A-L. Once again, the promo code is R-E-A-L at shopmando.com. All right, where were we?
That's so funny. His dad's a witch.
Can we see the guy? I want to see what the guy looks like.
I thought he was
pretty regular looking.
Hold on. I have just like a security camera. Let me just find a different picture. It's not that sharp.
But he,
a stab has got to be tough in them all because it's got to be hard to like alert people.
Right.
Like gunshots you run away from.
Sure.
It probably takes like a minute to figure out a stab is even
And you don't even
on.
Know which one has the fucking whatever.
You also don't know that it's a, he's kind of a normal looking guy.
Oh, he fucking, he get laid.
That was
his problem.
He wanted a check, dude.
He's who
dude, Shannon would fuck this
if
guy.
If women wouldn't fuck this guy, I mean, there's a problem.
He's
I'm not trying to say he was
right. I'm them. I'm right.
What do these women want?
What else do you want, you fucking cunts?
You turn that down, you get stabbed. This is
fair trade.
For sure. He stabbed some mother who had like a toddler, and a little baby, brand new baby. So then she was like dying, so she threw the baby to some guy.
She threw the baby at him?
She lobbed the baby at him, like fucking lateral.
To some dude. Right.
Some dude, yeah.
And so the guy caught it?
And now he's the fucking. He's, he has the
best,
fucking baby.
The best rugby player in Australia.
He spiked it. Did a dance.
Yeah, she died. The mother died.
That's sad.
The mother, fucking. Sad. But she got the baby out. She fucking went. Fucking. Lobbed it. Wow. Lobbed the baby.
At least the baby survived.
The baby is.
What if you fucking stabbed the baby in the air?
The baby has a little cut right there.
No way. That's the baby from the story before. No way.
Full circle. All right, folks. Wow. That's been the real ass podcast.
One fifth of that baby's face was cut, and it will eventually turn into 1/7 of that baby's face.
It'll stay like that forever. Yeah, you're right. Anyway, look, shout out to people stabbing everyone. Yeah.
That's sad. But mass stabbing versus, you know, I guess the argument
well,
is.
Well, he injured like 11. They would be dead if it was a gun.
Maybe.
I mean, yeah.
It'll be pretty accurate.
Stabbings are pretty, like, they can actually be more lethal depending on what kind of caliber. But, yeah. It's nice to have at least a change of pace.
Yeah.
Mix it up.
You go out, you're at this mall, everyone's fleeing. Because this guy, there's a video of this guy, the guy, the stabber, is going up in an elevator.
Yeah.
And then the guy comes over with, like, a traffic cone and he, like, fucking smacks him to keep him at bay. Was that you? Would you do that? Would you go?
No, I would.
Would you run towards the guy with the machete?
I would do the same thing if it was a shooter. I would just lay down and pretend to be dead already.
Oh, cover, like, your,
hopefully
cover,
he didn't know.
Cover yourself in your girlfriend's blood. You're choking her out. Shh, shh.
Hopefully he just didn't keep track of the amount of people that he stabbed.
No, but that's the problem is I've seen those videos, though, where they go over to the pile and then just start shooting at them. The pile of dead people.
It looks fun. I do that all the time in war zone.
Just make sure that they're out. Yeah.
How come you ever see mass hammerings? A hammer is a nice weapon.
It's solid. It's more swinging. For a, more for a small animal, though, or a toddler.
You're a kid. You get a woman with a hammer.
Can I tell you, because mass hammering, in order to kill somebody with a hammer, it's going to really be lodged in their skull.
It also,
good point.
You got to have fucking good grip, because you smack them once or twice, that's coming back. You're fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have to be like one of those.
Man can dream, though.
Maybe go into a children's hospital or something.
You'd have to have an unlimited amount of hammers that you could throw.
Oh, they're cheap. That's not a problem.
Like in Mario 3.
Yeah, when you're a turtle.
Just keep on throwing.
It's a backpack full of hammers?
Yeah, dude, just fucking keep on winging them at these. Every time I see Italians, I want to throw hammers at them.
Yeah.
Ah, shit.
That's solid. Yeah, what weapon would you use for like a bit of a little mass assassination? No guns. You're not allowed to use a gun. You got to use a weapon.
Car.
A car? Yeah, just run over a group?
Yeah.
It's too soon. It's not. You need to feel the.
Elon Musk's super wagon.
You disassociate with the victims. You got to get right up there. You want to smell it. I want to hear the screams. I want to see them plea.
No, you're going to. A couple of them, their face is going to hit the windshield.
I know. You're just seeing them fall. No, but some of them you run over. That's not as fun.
No, some of them you're going to grab. They're going to grab. Like, please, why are you doing it? It's like a movie. You're like, wow, you turn the windshield wipers on.
You know what would be fun? Is those long-ass hedge trimmers?
Yeah.
You know, you get the big tree up top, and you just fucking like start spinning around in the middle of the mall? That
like a chainsaw on a kind of a selfie stick type of thing.
Sure. Yeah. Same idea, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a lot of fun.
Chainsaw.
Like a long-distance chainsaw, I think.
I don't want to get all punny and play with words.
Oh,
but
do you not?
Chainsaw on the end of a long chain. Call it my chainsaw, and you just fucking...
Yeah, chainsaw.
Just fucking wing it like that fucking...
Yeah, yeah, that's...
You'll get remembered. I mean...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's gotta be more creative ways.
Like a scythe.
What's a scythe?
Like what death carries.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, like a fucking... Yeah.
I feel like it's gonna be hard to get... It'll be like... Get caught on things, though.
Yeah, I'm not gonna learn the proper scythe technique. Yeah.
I'll go samurai sword, maybe. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, katana does sound...
Samurai sword's pretty cool, because then you can do it.
Like the ideal melee weapon.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going samurai
sword. Or nunchucks.
Nunchucks are a bit tough to kill.
I think I can kill somebody with nunchucks.
No, it's too much work.
I can do nunchucks a little bit, by the way.
I'm sure you have.
I really can. Shannon, give me nunchucks, please.
You're full of useless fucking talents.
I am, really. If I was good at anything, it would be incredible.
Yeah.
But I'm okay at like 30
you can do
things.
A bunch of like golf club tricks.
Useless
but you can't,
things.
You can't write. You don't know all the. You don't know your 5x tables. You don't know basic math, but you can.
No, I know a little math. Don't be that way, Colin.
Oh, come on, man. We're having fun here, dude.
Being an asshole, dude.
Trying to have fun.
Coming at me about my math skills now, dude.
Trying to have fun.
Irish cocksucker.
Trying to have fun.
Not to go South America. I think you go machete.
Machete's pretty solid, yeah.
Shannon,
oh, machete
is
dope. You're right.
Because you can stab and swing.
No, it's a great weapon. It can really lob an arm off.
See that guy stabbed that kid in the river and he sliced his belly.
Oh, nice.
All those kids. Oh, I have an update on that. I have an update.
All the kids attacked.
Oh, there's a new update.
There's a verdict.
There's a verdict. He's innocent. I'm gonna say. You know,
there's a great video. On
ladies and gentlemen, guess that verdict. Time to play. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to play. Guess that verdict.
It's time to get real ass.
And guess a verdict.
I think that this guy was found innocent. They were fucking attacking this guy. They were jumping him in the water. They were beating his ass. He fucking pulled out a little knife, opened him up like a can of tuna. That's what happens.
Sounds right.
I think he would have gotten innocent had he not ditched the knife and lied about it.
Oh, he ditched the knife?
He ditched the knife and lied about it.
No, that's not what he's on
trial for.
He's
like, what happened to that kid?
That's not what he's on trial for. He's on trial for whether or not the murder was justified. That's irrelevant. That's post.
I think ditching.
What state was it in?
It was some hillbilly state, dude.
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin's not that.
They're kind of liberal, aren't they?
I don't know. Yeah, they're kind of tricky. Yeah. They're just fine. So they don't really have a political lead.
Yeah. Good standing state.
Just cheese.
Just beer and cheese. I'm going to go innocent. I'm going to vote my boy innocent on this one.
What do we say, Shannon?
I have the answer. So he was found guilty on all charges.
Oh, wow.
I'm sorry. I thought this was poor America. Guy.
Charges were first degree reckless homicide.
First degree murder?
Wow.
First degree.
Reckless.
Isn't it require premeditation?
No, he wrecked some people. I'd say he wrecked.
And then one count of battery and four counts of recklessly endangering safety.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
How many guys did he kill?
All he was doing
if I'm him,
one.
I'm like, dude, just murder.
All
come
he
on.
Was, all yeah. he was doing was recording little girls on his phone.
Was he actually doing that?
No. That's what they said.
No, but that, the
no,
one
but they,
witness.
They admitted they lied about that. Yeah. The one black kid who like set this entire thing into motion.
That's smart.
He was like, I was just playing.
Yeah. Yeah, we just wilding.
We just wilding at. You know me. You know me.
That's like the best thing to do if you're like in a gang or something. Just yell out, yo, a pedophile, and you start hitting them.
Yeah.
It's great.
That's not bad.
So, well, guilty. So he's going to go to jail. That's crazy.
Yeah, sentencing is in a couple of months.
That's why I say don't, like, I don't carry a knife. I don't have a gun. I don't have anything, dude, because all it takes is, like, you just get, you know, you're filming little girls. Here you are, dude. You can't see yourself there filming little girls?
Yeah.
In the water?
Your art, your hobby.
You're fucking...
You're just doing
You're filled up. You're all fucking fluffed and hard.
Yeah. You're making art. You're,
dude, we all make terrible decisions when this it's... that would have been my main defense. I would have been like, Your Honor, my balls were so full.
Dude,
I mean, I was fucking
summer in Wisconsin down at the river. That's the season. It's a recording little girl's season. You have to sit there in the winter and just wait.
I got a permit.
Yeah.
Your
yeah.
Honor, my balls are so full, right? I mean, at the time I could have done anything. I would have played Insanity by full balls. Had they let me just get these pictures home.
I know.
And I could relieve myself. I would have been just fucking.
But this fucking guy couldn't keep
You could have made shit. That before me, too. You could have made that case.
You could have.
I'm bricked up for little girls. Your Honor.
Shannon, why don't you put these stories in here? Hypersexualized zombie cicadas are infected with a fungus and will begin to emerge this month.
Wait, they're going to rape me?
See, I hate cicadas in general.
What the fuck is a cicada?
Cicada, these are like, they come out every few years, right? Or there's like...
Oh, yeah, they were here last worst. Year, yeah.
What's that? I thought they were supposed to only come out like every like 80 years or something, but...
This is the year.
They're different. There's
but
different.
But they lay eggs, and right. then they come out in like 80 years, but the problem is they keep on laying eggs, so every year it's cicada season.
It depends. I think like there's always cicadas, but like every 17 years we get them.
Oh, like it.
Yeah, but like down this is like down south, I think, and like there's like a 200 year cycle down there,
dude.
It's fucking.
They suck. They're gross. They're loud.
No, they're awful.
Yeah,
are we still talking about cicadas?
Dude, Jersey's just you leave
throughout the movie.
30 minutes out of the city, dude. You just leave, and it's just it's truly like hell. Like, and it's kind of cool. Like the first morning you wake up, you hear like birds chirping, like a woodpecker pecking. I actually posted about this the other day. It's like I've turned into a straight up, like the retarded guy from the Woody Woodpecker cartoon. Like I'm thinking about ways that I can get rid of the woodpecker. It's become a nightmare.
Yeah.
And he outsmarts you.
He outsmarts you every time, dude. He's just fucking, dude, there's the woodpecker, it's on the tree closest to my window. And it just, the first day you're like, oh, woodpecker, how cool is that? And by day three, you're like, this is fucking crazy. I'm going to cut that tree down.
It's awful. You should. Yeah. Fuck him.
Maybe. I don't know. But.
Is it like that type of noise, like pecking?
Yeah.
Just pecking at that fucking thing.
What's he trying to get? Little bugs?
Cut its fucking beak off. Don't kill it. Just cut its beak off.
I have no idea.
Can't you just buy like bugs that you feed snakes and like just leave it out for them?
I don't think that.
Poison the tree.
I don't think.
Put poison, rat poison on the tree.
Right.
Guys, I haven't done much more research except for this woodpecker's ruining my picnic.
Yeah, you need to hire like.
Besides this.
An animal that will kill it. Yeah, right. Some sort of.
That's how you make James a man. You give him a BB gun. You're like, this is your first job as a man. You're killing woodpecker.
Yeah, otherwise he's off the
that's
wheel.
Very
I think Segura's got a bit like that.
Segura has a bit
shotgun.
Of that.
What are you fucking around with BBs for? It's not going to do anything.
Just give him a handful
of gravel.
Give
him a 20 gauge shotgun. He'll be fine. Chucks.
No, BB gun is fun, though.
Yeah, BB gun.
10 pump BB gun.
Shotgun's not fun?
Shotgun's going
to... Well, how old's your kid? Eight?
9/11.
There's plenty. It's 9/11.
Dude, that's sad. They give him guns like a fucking 7.
I don't know. You could take a kid shooting as young as like 6.
Yeah, give him a fucking 20 gauge.
No, he's not going to start shooting shotguns at the fucking tree. Dude, that's
psychotic. You got to teach him young. Yeah. You got to teach
him BB gun's not
young.
Actually a bad idea. I wonder what he would do. I'm not going to even do it. I'm going to just see what he would do and ask him. I'm like, yeah, I got a BB gun for you. I was like, will you kill this bird in the tree? And see if he'll do it.
He won't do it. I'll do it.
Did the BB kill a bird?
A 10-pump BB gun would kill a woodpecker.
How big is a woodpecker?
As we're talking about this, I'm like, why haven't I just gotten a 10-pump BB gun, and why am I just shooting birds from my window? That sounds awesome.
You can just get a bird feeder.
Shut up, Shannon!
Why don't you just ask it to leave?
Oh, and feed him BBs. You're right, Shannon.
Why don't you
poison him with lead BBs?
Why don't we just suck his dick?
Introduce yourself.
Why don't we just suck the woodpecker's dick?
No, why can't you all just get along?
Maybe
you could have the tree on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays.
Invite him over.
Invite him over for brunch on Sundays. Get to know him and say, hey.
Shannon, you are stupid.
Fucking broads.
Shannon, how much is a 10-pump BB gun? Look it up right now. When I was a kid, they were expensive. But it was like $70 was expensive to a kid.
Yeah.
Right? So now I'm thinking about it. It's like, I can take care of this problem tomorrow.
You could probably do it with a wrist rocket.
What's a wrist rocket? Jerk off at it?
Slingshots that have the wrist brace so you can shoot them extra hard. Right.
Can I tell you, I feel like that's going to be a
slingshot.
Much more difficult.
What is he, Dennis the Menace?
It's going to be a difficult thing to get it with a slingshot. I'm going to end up killing the neighbor's dog with a slingshot by
accident. Dude, eventually you're going to start aiming at the neighbor's
dog. Just set on fire. What are you doing?
Yeah, let's kill this fucking pesky fucking...
Shannon, how much is a 10-pump BB gun?
I'm just going to share my screen because nothing is coming up saying 10-pump, but here's is any of these things what we're looking for?
Not handguns. I need a rifle. Look at that one right there. What is that one? BB machine gun.
$20. Are these guys strong enough, though? Like that, like, shitty one for $20.
It can't be powered with...
battery.
No.
Air.
Yeah, whatever they call it,
CO2.
Right. Can't be CO2 powered. It has to be the 10-pump, because the more you pump it, the more power you give, like the pressure you give each shot. And you can get the pointed BBs. We used to have BB gun wars behind ShopRite in West Havistra.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to we would go, all right, you can pump twice. And then if you hit each other, it would just sting. Like it wouldn't actually break skin. But then sure enough, you know, you get an extra pump in. Within an hour, we're just pumping it like 12 times. I mean, we would just literally put holes in each other's bodies. It was fucking nuts. Nice. And they were very, very strong. And they could definitely kill a bird.
So Shannon, look up a wrist rocket. A wrist rocket is definitely the...
A wrist rocket.
Yeah.
Or just look up BB gun strong enough to kill a bird.
Look up a dog's dick.
Look up child porn. That probably would kill a bird, to be honest.
You could do, I bet you that there's BB guns specifically designed just for bird hunting,
squirrels,
right?
Squirrels.
Probably. Hunting squirrels. I don't think they're ever designed for hunting. Are they really?
Hold on, wait. A BB gun does not have the power or accuracy to consistently make clean kills. Shut up, Shannon. Every time we're trying to have fun,
since
here
you're gonna
you come
just
in.
Break their wings, that's terrible.
Break, yeah, dude. And then when they fall to where they can't fly away, I'm gonna step on their heads.
He's gonna take out the Tims. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Fuck it. And then leave it there for all the other birds in the neighborhood to fucking know what's going
you
on.
Crucify it.
Yeah. Fucking nail it to a fucking tree. Yeah. Nail it with a letter.
What do they call it, that old torture where they would take their like innards out and make them look like wings?
Flight?
Oh, blood eagle.
Dude. And they would take like they would open up their ribs and innards and make it look like they had wings like
they
spread
did it
out.
To the guy in Midsommar.
Sick.
They did it to humans like?
Yeah, pull that up from Midsommar. That's what I would do to a bird.
Make it look like he had wings.
Make it look like he had extra wings.
Four wings.
Like, dude, this bird is fucking super cool.
And you think all the other birds are just like, holy shit, what the hell is this? This guy's fucking crazy. We got to get out of here. And they all just say, they all just go over and start eating it.
Fucking flying south.
Dude, they all just start eating it and go, we have no idea what's going on.
Birds are savages. Birds are fucking...
I found it from a different show.
Runaway Slav already put it in the racist live chat.
Do you want to see this from Vikings?
He's a king, even though he's actually racist, Shannon.
I was going to show you this.
This is about an actual racist.
From Vikings. I'm just going to show you this real quick.
Oh, he's getting fucked in the ass.
Is Vikings a cool show? I heard it's actually a cool show.
I heard it's shit.
That doesn't seem that...
Hey.
Whatever.
Actually, I think that's what Slav put up.
It just seems like arts and crafts.
Are these the good guys or the bad guys? They're all watching this guy. Like, are they, like, scared now? Because
he's alive while it happens, right? And he stays alive until he dies.
Yeah, in Midsommar, they do it with the guy's lungs.
Midsommar, it's called. I thought it was called Midsommar.
Hell yeah.
Wait, are these guys happy to see him?
Are they gay? These two gay guys. Oh, yeah.
He's mad, is he?
This show seems fucking deep, dude.
This just seems try hard.
Yeah. Shannon, we got to go in a minute, but I do want to talk about the show you had me watch.
Oh, yeah.
Was it bad?
Let me make sure that my... let's see. Okay, let's see. Ba-ba-ba. Okay, hold on. I'm sorry. What was I looking up?
We're talking about the show.
That's right. Yeah. So, what's it called? No, I was looking at my parking to make sure I'm good. Yeah, I'm good. So, yeah, Shannon, you told me about this this new Netflix show called Unlocked, which is, I thought it was pretty good so far. Have you watched it, Zach?
No, I have not.
It's, they go to a jail, and then they, it's a maximum security jail. Or I guess not. It's not a maximum security jail. It's like a...
Just a jail.
Whatever the jail is when they get taken to while they're awaiting trial or while they're awaiting sentencing.
Oh, the county jail?
Little limbo
yeah,
jail?
But those are like, they consider those like the worst, less, right? Like that's where it's like you're mixing with fucking...
I don't think so.
Whatever. It's
I used to work in the county jail.
23 hours locked down, 1 hour they get out of their cells. Mm. And it's just like...
What do they do for the hour?
They...
Hit weights in the gym?
Yeah, I think they have like
cards.
Recreation cards, things so, like that.
Is there a part of you that kind of would like to kind of just take away all the responsibility of life, just treat me like a little fucking pig and tell me,
it,
you know?
You just do that.
Have you ever been arrested? Have you ever had handcuffs on?
Mm-hmm. Of course. Rape. I raped.
Well, that once you're institutionalized, I guess it wouldn't be that bad.
I know, but just like just the stress of tax is gone, tax day today, they're not worried about tax day.
They're not worried. I mean, they're not worried about things like, I mean, look, I assume your best day is still your best day, right? You still have good days in jail.
Of course.
But it's still
some fresh fucking meat.
It's probably really depressing.
Some little twink comes in.
To be fair, there is something kind of shitty about, you know, being locked up. I gotta be honest. There's something like you would think. I know what you're saying, but you would think. But there is like a weird, like a transcendental dread.
Well, I don't know.
I think like
I can't help you with those words.
Yeah, you go stare crazy. You wonder what's happening to the people you care about. Like, you don't have like an update.
You would be really
reading books. You're learning languages. You and your friends are fucking someone.
The positive side of it, yes, is being able. Male rape is the positive side.
Imagine your first day, you break a guy.
No, but you get you're right. I would work out a lot. I would read a lot. I would probably
read.
You're not really allowed to rape that much. I mean, by like the other gangs, it's like looked down on.
But what?
I think they're still like, yo, you're a fucking homo, doggy. Yeah. Stop raping men.
They won't stop you from doing it, and they might like ally with you, but you're gonna be down in the social.
They're talking shit behind your back for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
I think the fear of being raped is probably the least of it. I think the fights are like. You know, fuck it.
Oh, yeah. Super, you have to fight.
And you have to. Like, literally, somebody calls you a bitch, you got to fight. Otherwise, now you have everyone fucking calling you a bitch every day.
But also, if a fight breaks out, like, you have to take part, or else they'll just start beating the shit out of you.
Yeah.
Like, it's like fucking not, like, there is no, like, oh, I'll just be friends with everyone. Like, they will target people.
I'm joining the whites.
Sure.
Let's go.
I'm joining the blacks.
Aryan Bloodhood. Yeah, you're in there.
I'm in.
Put your cap on backwards and just pretend you're sure. Black.
I'm joining the CEOs. I'm gonna be a rat and just rat everybody out to the CEOs. Gonna get off on good behavior. You don't even know, dude.
I'm gonna Hey guys, did we smuggle that in cooling lately? Lewis. Hey, see you later, T-Bone.
Sure is good meth. Where'd you smuggle it from?
I heard there was a shanking in the bad yesterday.
I am getting out of there as quickly as fucking possible. I'm telling you right now. But it's, you're not going to, I mean, I guess you would get, I do think about that. There's something like weirdly like, because it was that show 60 Days In, and I have this weird perverse part of me that would love to try it. that would love to go just see how I would navigate the jail thing. But knowing you could get out is the X factor there. If I can just tap out at any given moment, for sure I would go do it, and I would think it'd be a fun experience. But if you know you're facing like a decade in jail, it's going to be the fucking shittiest feeling in the world. So what they did was in this show called Unlocked is instead of locking them for 23 hours in a cell, they unlock the doors and the prison guards are completely out. So they let them police themselves. Some would say it's not jail anymore. Some would say
it's Lord of the Fucking Flies.
Yeah, essentially. Yeah. And
by the way, how do you pick your prison? Like, imagine that's just the prison you're assigned to. You're like, I did not agree to this.
Yeah. They have a mayor and shit.
It was kind of a cool.
Also, there's a bunch of fucking guys who work for Netflix just fucking walking around with cameras.
Yeah. Well, that's apparently they're getting in trouble. Like the sheriff who was in charge of the program signed off on it, and like now like people like. Just fucking federal. Republicans. Like they're like, what are they? You cannot let these animals run their own prison.
Just go, gave them the weekend off for a Netflix show.
For a fun, for ratings, right? But I think the argument is that other prison systems aren't as harsh. You go to other countries and they treat them like with a certain amount of dignity. They still have their freedom taken away. They still have to be in jail. But they have, I forget exactly the word they use, but the amount of times that they go to...
Recidivism.
Recidivism. Yeah. That I was never getting there. The recidivism rate is so much higher in the U.S.
But it's also more profitable.
What do you mean?
Our prisons.
Yeah.
No, man, seriously, though. Like it's a huge amount. It's a business.
Is it a business?
I mean, yeah. A lot of them are private.
Doesn't it cost money? The guy who costs the government money?
Well, look,
money?
Yeah, it's like the Iraq War costs money, but someone, like the guy who makes, like the guy who's getting the money isn't, like, they don't care. It's not like the government's one big thing. It's like they trick you into using the government to spend this money, and then some guy collects it.
Right. So somebody's making money off the prison. Yeah. Somebody's making money off the fact that there's somebody locked behind a cell.
Yeah. Right.
And the more people locked behind a cell, the better it is for somebody. But when you follow the money, where's the benefit? I don't see benefit.
Well, first of all, the guy who owns the private, a lot of them are private prisons. So literally it's just a for-profit operation. And in that case, it's not even like, you know, Austrian economics bullshit. It's like, no, it's like it's they're still getting funded by the taxpayer. It's just it's run by a private. So it's just
the government rents a company.
Yeah, that exactly.
Runs the prisons.
And when they're not private, it's just more like there's a lot of prison labor, and so the local corporations and people moved closer to prisons to use it.
Yeah, prison labor is like pennies on the dollar.
Exactly. So they fucking use them as slave labor, effectively.
Yeah, it is interesting.
Yeah,
but there's also a lot of countries that are much worse than this one for prison systems. You're talking about like nice. European.
Yeah, you're talking about like Swedish prisons. Yeah. It's like, oh, I stole some meatballs.
You only have 45 minutes on the massage chair today. the sauna's out of order.
Like, I saw a Swedish. It looked like a dorm room.
Yeah.
Oh no, the spa's closed this morning.
Yeah. Guys, take a ticket for the plunge pool. Guys, we're all going on a sunset walk tonight.
The Swedish prison.
Yeah, it's awesome.
shit. Yeah, you're probably right about that as well.
Dinner's almost ready. The chef's here.
Shanna, what is the worst prison system in the world? I'm sure that's out there, right? Don't you want to go?
I saw one. It was an Asian one, and they literally, you spend your day sitting on the floor.
Yeah.
And you're chained to the guy in front of you, and there's a guy, and you're basically like asshole to dick.
Thailand is just
behind the guy.
A bunch of people on a cement floor.
Yeah, and you're
that's
just sitting on the
is.
Floor.
That's all it is for your whole life.
That's just you make fun of the king.
Yeah,
you stand on some fucking money, you can get arrested over there because that's the king's face.
Right. They love that king.
They love the king. Shout out to the king.
So like Thailand, because there's been movies about like getting caught with drugs in like foreign countries and you're like fucked. It's like you are.
I'd imagine Mexican prisons, no picnic.
Sure.
Shannon?
Yeah. I have the top five of the worst. Number five is, they don't know pictures of all of them. Number five, so Argentina.
Oh, interesting.
Georgia, but not the here one, the other one. Okay. There is one in the United States.
Actual prison, like the worst prisons. Like,
yeah, they're just, I'm just trying, I'm going to show you one that actually has a picture. Number one is in Rwanda.
Rwanda,
an African prison, dude?
African prison, dude.
Oh my God, dude.
Dude, American.
What?
American prison is better than just African in general.
That's where Jake Flores lives.
It says it was built to hold 400, and there are 7,000 prisoners
in there.
It's
built to house how many?
400.
And there's 7,000. Let's see. Can we get some video on this prison? Yeah. Look this up. I want to see, because there's got to be some fun documentary.
Oh, it's it's got to be brutal.
What, I mean, what do you do to get an African prison?
I don't know.
Is Black Dolphin on the list?
Black Dolphin?
It's a Russian prison.
Yes, that is on there. That's number 10.
Nice. Black Dolphin.
It's like it's the most secure prison in the world, apparently.
Nice.
There's fucking like, there's fucking three guards to every prisoner.
Jesus. My God,
I'm
right here.
Covered in fucking tattoos and shit.
Yeah. Whoa.
This is the prison? Or is this people visiting?
This is the prison.
Yeah, of course. This is exactly what you'd imagine. Like,
this seems nice. They don't seem like they're fighting.
Yeah, they seem like nice people.
They're all malnourished, so that they can't even fight.
But they're in it together. It's a community.
There's no room for them to fight each other.
Right.
Get your feet out of my balls.
This is much better.
They're hugging.
Oh, hello.
Oh.
I'm really comfortable.
So what are they in for? Stealing cable?
Selling purses?
Yeah. Traffic violation.
Yeah, there you go. Na 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 na.
Jesus.
I know. You. Selling feet pics.
Why would they? Why would you go to this prison? Are these like hardened criminals, or this is just the average? This is just the prison they have for everybody.
One second, let me check.
This is the thing: is when you go to a country where outside isn't great, the prison system's going to be pretty fucking shit.
Yeah, that
man, we've fucking lucked out.
I try to talk about that on stage, talking about like strippers. Just like, what are the strippers like in this town? I was like, because the chicks aren't great, so I couldn't imagine the strippers being fucking hot. Every small town you go to,
I know.
It's like these fucking like,
and yeah,
like the average chick is like a fucking,
and the name of the strip club's always fucking just like doesn't sound good at all. No, McCarty's,
Skiggy's,
McCarty's.
All right,
Just real quick, just to answer you, it says it's violent criminals, robbers, rapists, murderers, etc. That's what
those are rapists.
Those are the few of my favorite things.
Yeah. All right, look, we're wrapping this one up. You guys are the shit. Thank you guys for watching. We'll be back with another episode on Wednesday, preparing for my 13th trek to Jamaica. I'm on. Very, very excited. So,
I come?
You can come, please. We actually have an extra room.
Is it this weekend?
We have an extra room, Colin. If you buy a flight, let's go.
I'm booked.
Come on. Shane, you want to come?
Sure.
Shane, you really want to come?
No, I'd have to prepare. I'm not beach ready.
All right. We're done. Good night.
That's all, folks.